Well, the extraordinary athletes from around the world are competing in the Summer Olympics in London. Most of us will be watching and wishing we were the kind of physical shape it takes to do what they do, but they are the elite. For the rest of us, there are other challenges. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. For instance, in Lake Lure, the Olympiad has become a really challenging competition that's more accessible to the average mortal. Recently, I spoke with Michelle McConnell-Yelton of the McConnell Group PR and asked her what is on tap for this year's event, beginning with when it is.
It's August 24th through the 26th.
How many years has the Lake Lure Olympiad been going on?
This is our 8th year of the Lake Lure Olympiad.
That's become quite a big deal, hasn't it?
Absolutely. A big draw, of course, is our events, but people also like the location and all the things that we have to do here. So it's a great combination of vacation and competition for a lot of people.
It really encompasses that whole area around the lake and Chimney Rock State Park and the town.
Yes, it does. From the resort to Chimney Rock, we have events all over, so they can literally get a good scope of the whole area while they're here over the weekend.
So what are some of the events?
Well, it's anchored by our 3 races in 3 days challenge, and that's our 10K dam run and our Lake Lure triathlon, and that ends with our race to the rock, which is either a 5K run or a 25-mile bike up to the top of Chimney Rock.
I can't even imagine it.
I know, me either, but it's definitely...
People are crazy.
Yeah. I'll be driving to the top, so...
I mean, I could walk to the top.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in pretty good shape. I could walk to the top, but running or riding a bicycle to the top, I don't think I could do.
And the last 3 miles of the race to the rock is a straight up 7% grade incline. So there's little relief on the way up, but people definitely enjoy the challenge.
I guess so. Or you must be crazy, one or the other.
The nice reward at the top of the rock is, of course, the gorgeous view of Lake Lure and the 75-mile panoramic view of Western North Carolina. So.
And that's always a great reason to be up on the rock. But wow, how many people take that challenge?
We usually have about 100 people do the 10K dam run and the race to the rock. And our triathlon is anywhere between 300 and 400 people. But last year we had 30 do all 3 races. And we also have a 1 mile open water swim, and we had one couple do all 4 races last year, which is just amazing.
You're telling me. Were they from around here?
They were from South Carolina, so close by.
How far away do people come from to this event?
Oh, we have people come as far as Florida, New England states. We get a lot from the region, Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, just all over.
This has really become a big deal. But what might a person of fairly average physical condition find to do?
If you're a beginner athlete or just looking to do a more casual race, you can always do our 1 mile family fun run, and you can bring your kids or your dogs along with you to do that one. Otherwise, the 10K dam run is a good start. It is a little curvy and a little hilly, but, you know, it's much easier than the triathlon and race to the rock. If you're interested in swimming, we have the 1 mile open water swim. And if you want something more leisurely, we have a golf and tennis tournament and also a pickleball tournament. So,
what ball tournament?
Pickleball tournament.
What is a pickleball?
Pickleball is similar to tennis, but it's a little less intense in case you have joint issues or just want something active but not so intense. It's similar to tennis in that you are volleying a ball over the net with a partner, but you don't raise your arms above your shoulders. You just stay you just do easy swings below the body. So it's not as hard on your shoulders. And so
I've never heard of that.
I had never heard of it either. I added it last year, and it was a huge success. So it's backed by popular demand. So we have events for all ages, all athletic abilities. We also have our Junior Olympiad, which is another reason why our triathlon is so successful, because parents can bring their children and their children can compete too, and you can make it a family event and train together and watch your kids race, and the kids can watch the parents race, and it's real celebratory that way.
We're talking about a three-day event and a number of people, not all within easy driving distance. So where are all these people going to stay?
Well, a lot of them stay at Rumbling Ball Resort, which happens to be the presenting sponsor along with Rutherford Regional Health Systems. And then other people, it's depending on budget, we can accommodate anything. People can camp. We have several campgrounds. They can stay at many of our bed and breakfasts. So there's lots of varieties just depending on what kind of weekend they want to make it, whether they just want to have the camping end of things and race, or if they want to make it a family vacation and rent a house on the lake. So we can accommodate whatever their needs are.
I think for me, it would be more physically compatible to just hang around and soak up the atmosphere of the whole thing.
The Lake Lure Olympiad is a wonderful spectator sport.
See, you can walk around and check out the shops and watch events and sit and rest or stroll around. It sounds like the perfect spectator sport for me.
Absolutely. And Friday night, especially, is our opening ceremonies. And we have a performance by the Lake Lure Ski Club. There's a barbecue on the beach. There's fireworks, and there's also free ice cream sundaes. So that's definitely spectator-friendly and a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I like the ice cream part especially. There's a lot of great ice cream up there. So if people would like to know all of the events and when and where they'll take place or where to stay or register or whatever, where can they go to find all that out?
To learn more about the Lake Lure Olympiad or to register, you can visit our website at lakelureolympiad.com, or you can call 828-429-9011.
Thanks so much, Michelle McConnell-Yelton, for taking the time to talk about the Lake Lure Olympiad to be held August 24th through the 26th. Details at lakelureolympiad.com. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.